There are three readings this morning. The first is from verses 1 and 6 to 8 of James chapter 4. The second is Matthew 5 verse 9. And the third is Micah 4 verses 1 to 4. What causes wars and fighting among you? Is it not your selfishness at war inside your hearts? Greed, pride, envy, etc.? But God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. In days to come, the mountain where the temple stands will be the highest one of all, towering above all the hills. Many nations will come streaming to it, and their people will say, "Let us go up the hill of the Lord, to the temple of Israel's God. He will teach us what he wants us to do. We will walk in the paths he has chosen." For the Lord's teaching comes from Jerusalem. From Zion he speaks to his people. He will settle disputes among the nations, among the great powers near and far. They will hammer their swords into plows and their spears into pruning knives. Nations will never again go to war, never prepare for battle again. Everyone will live in peace among his own vineyards and fig trees, and no one will make him afraid. The Lord Almighty has promised this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Philip, for reading for us. Let's take just a moment to pray, and then I want to share for a few moments as well some thoughts for today from God's word. Father, on this special day, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." What an extraordinary thing to say. There were some amongst his people, his followers, who probably, well, they wanted perhaps not to be making much in the way of peace. And on this day, it is important that we remember all those who have sacrificed and given so much in the last century or more. And we do that. We will do that as we go to the cenotaph. It's very important. But it's also important that we come at this with a wider vision. God's people are called by Jesus to be makers, creators of peace. And making peace is hard work. One of the things I've learned recently or been reminded of recently is when someone cuts you up on the road or overtakes you inappropriately on the inside lane, try and put yourself in their shoes. Now, it may be that they're just being idiots, or it may be that there's something going on in their life that makes them speed or go do something wrong. It's called empathy. Apparently, according to driver awareness course leaders, empathy makes you a good person. Who knew? And I've just been on a road trip. I was down in Bristol the last few days and came back last night, and people were doing all sorts of things. I'm driving along on the M6 like a little old lady, trying not to get aggressive when people were driving aggressively around me. How are you when people are making things difficult for you, when people are being a little bit aggressive towards you? What do you do with that? Where do you go with that? Well, our calling is to be peacemakers. War should always be the last resort. When people go to war, it should be the last resort. We saw pictures this morning in that little video of wars that are going on right now around the world. That last picture just gets me. I well up when I see it. That little girl in Yemen. Do you see what she's playing with? Did you see what she had in her hands? It was the shell of a rocket or a bomb. That was her toy. Heartbreaking. heartbreaking to think that that's going on in the world. So we are called to be peacemakers. Now, I want to show you something about how to be a peacemaker. It requires effort. It requires thought. It requires our energy and our commitment. We've been thinking about that as we've thought about COP26 last week and as we've watched the sort of results of that unfold. Things don't just magically happen. Peace doesn't come because we wish for it. It comes because we work at it. We are to be peacemakers. Now, a little illustration of this. I want you to do an exercise that will involve everybody in the church. Are you prepared to think a little bit? Are you ready for this? Okay, so we're going to do a little exercise. Some might call it a game. If you call it a game, some might say it's inappropriate on a day like this to do a game. So we'll call it an exercise. Okay? And a sling. Do you know what a sling is? Anyone? What's a sling? Ancient sling. Sling is a weapon of war. Okay? So sling is where we are often in this world. This is where we want to be. Peace. So we're going to do a little exercise. We're going to get from the sling to peace. Okay, so the idea is you come up with a word changing one letter each time to get to peace. All right? So any suggestion for the first word? You can talk to your neighbor to get an idea. All right? Now, there may be other ways of doing this, but I've got one way. All right? And my way is the right way. Okay? Your way is the highway. My way is the right way. So we've got a suggestion over here. First change. Sing. Well, you've got to keep five letters. You've got to keep the five letters. So there's only one letter, S-L-I-N-G, one letter to change. Okay, so you need to change one letter to make a five-letter word. Okay? So, but you're nearly there. Anyone else? Slang. Everyone agrees, might be slang?
Yep.
Okay, let's try that. We can put it up on the screen as well. If it's right, yes, it is. Okay, second word. What would the second word be? Any suggestions? The clue is this one changed this letter here at the end. What was that? Slant. Slant. Okay. Is that right? Yes, it is. Okay, so where do we go from there? Ah, you're getting it now. And what's next? And then where do we go to there? Oh, see, you got it. Eventually, it got a little bit easier, didn't it, as we went further down. It was here to here. There was a bit of the process that was quite difficult. Now, how many of you talk to one another in order to do it? Or do we all just think about it in your head? The crossword lovers would be doing it in their heads by themselves. Yeah? But some of us would work together on it. Now, but that's a process to get from war to peace. It takes effort to do that. You've got to think it through. You've got to think, what am I going to do? Now, here's the thing. One of my favorite photographs, historical photographs, is this. Everyone know who this is? Okay. Everyone can remember the day this man died. If you were alive at the time, you can remember where you were. I know exactly where I was the day this man died. I was in my mother's inside, so I wasn't yet born. I was 2 weeks away from being born the day he died. But this is a great picture, isn't it? You see under the table? That's his son. That's John F. Kennedy Jr. sitting in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. The most powerful man in the world. He's got access that nobody else gets. There's lots of pictures of John F. Kennedy Jr. with his dad in the Oval Office. He has access to his father. And we have access to the Father as well through the Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world. God, the Father, gives his Son to the world. And of course, the reality is this, he came to be a peacemaker. What kind of peace did he come to bring? Peace between God and human beings. Peace that meant that we could receive forgiveness of sin. So when Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, he's not just telling us, you need to be peacemakers. He's pointing to himself. and saying, I am the peacemaker. I'm the one that brings peace. And if I'm the peacemaker, you too share in that calling. So this morning, as we think about all that has happened in history, we remember that we have access to the Father who loves us, who wants us to enjoy the peace that we can have with God through the forgiveness of sins delivered by his Son. We have access to be his children, to be in his presence. That's his longing, his desire for me and for you, for those who are watching at home or wherever you find yourself, and for the whole world. You see, there's an ultimate vision that we read about, that Phil read for us in that reading at the end, about what lies ahead, ultimately in glory as history comes to its end, where there will be no more war. But in the meantime, we have to work for peace. So this morning, ask yourself this question. All of us are being asked, what are we going to do to help the world be a better place? We have to consider turning down the thermostat and changing how we travel around and so on. All of that's really important, and most of us will have been thinking about ways that we might do that. But what are we going to do to bring peace to the world? Now, it starts here with us. Will we be a people who make peace with one another? On the days when we're not getting on with one another, on the days when maybe you're not getting on at home, if you live with someone else, what are you going to do to bring peace? Are you going to sulk and skulk and make things difficult, go silent on people or rage at people? Or are you going to be the one that says, I am going to go and make the effort to bring peace in this situation? Am I going to be the one who reaches out? You see, that's what God did in his Son. We're going to start thinking about that as we go into Advent. God reaches out to us and moves into the neighborhood, becomes flesh and human to bring peace between us and the Father so that we might have access forever. That's the model. That's the picture. So today, you think about it. There's someone in your family that it's difficult with right now. Can you be the one who brings peace, who seeks reconciliation? Are you the one that reaches out to do that? It's difficult to do. I know this myself. It's a difficult thing to do. But that's what God calls us to do and to be. So may God help you and help me to be peacemakers today.